AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he wants to reach a stage not of eradication, but of control over the coronavirus.
That would be a level of infection, but more importantly, concentrating on the severity of disease, hospitalizations, and deaths that fall within the category of what we generally accept. We don't like it, but we accept it. With other respiratory viruses.
We are shattering virus records, but not in a good way. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
The World Health Organization says the number of new coronavirus cases reported around the world last week set a new record. 21 million new infections, the highest weekly number recorded since the pandemic began. The number of deaths held steady at more than 50,000. But there is some good news. The WHO says the rate of increasing infections appears to be slowing. On Monday, the WHO's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, cautioned against talk that the pandemic might be entering its endgame. He warns that conditions remain ripe for new variants to emerge. I'm Rita Foley.
One body has been found, one survivor has been found, and 38 people are missing from a boat that capsized off the Florida coast.
We do suspect that that this is a case of human smuggling. This event occurred in a normal route for human smuggling from the Bahamas into the southeast U.S.
Coast Guard Captain Joanne Burdian says the boat sailed into a storm from the Bahamas. A Virginia man who wore a Camp Auschwitz sweatshirt at the Capitol during last year's riot pleaded guilty to joining the mob of people who stormed the building. Russia is warning it would quickly take retaliatory measures if the U.S. and its allies reject its security demands over NATO and Ukraine. Concerns are growing. Russia plans to invade Ukraine, but Moscow has denied it. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. A federal jury in Atlanta ordered a YouTube blogger to pay more than $1 million to rapper Cardi B for defamation. The AP's Margie Zarletta has the story.
Lawyers for Latasha Kibbe, known online as Tasha K, say they will appeal the ruling that found her liable for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress against Cardi B. The lawsuit says Kibbe posted an interview in 2018 with a woman who claimed knowledge that Cardi B used cocaine, had herpes, and was a prostitute. When Cardi B's lawyers demanded the video's removal, Kibbe posted another one, standing by the interview and claiming Cardi B was cheating on her husband. In her court filing, Kibbe said Cardi B trashed her online and Kibbe had to move after her personal information was published. The claim against the woman interviewed was terminated in 2020. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Heirs of Pablo Picasso are vaulting into 21st century commerce by selling more than 1,000 digital art pieces of one of Picasso's ceramic works that has never been seen publicly. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.